Yeah, I can confirm that we have a fact-finding mission in Mali ahead of the July 28 elections, and which is consistent with the requirements of our Protocol on Democracy and Good Governance and the Protocol and Mechanism for Conflict Prevention, Resolution, Peacekeeping Management regarding the necessity to accompany member states holding mostly presidential elections, necessity to accompany them to ensure that the outcome and the process is consistent with the requirements of those two documents, particularly the Protocol on Democracy and Good Governance, and that the outcome reflects the wishes and of the people of that country, and that it is transparent, the process is transparent, free, and fair. That requirement is what we're trying to satisfy in sending this fact-finding mission.
How will ECOWAS help them security-wise? Because they hope the North, particularly, is not completely secure to hold elections next month. Some people are expressing concern about this. How will ECOWAS help the Electoral Commission and Malians in general to overcome this obstacle?
We are obliged under those instruments to accompany members, to support them whichever we can, to make sure that elections are conducted under the appropriate conditions, to make sure that the outcome is consistent with the electoral laws of the particular member state, in this case Mali, and is consistent with the expectations of our Protocol on Democracy and Good Governance. Now, if in the process of this fact-finding mission, the whole essence of sending a fact-finding mission is to determine the environment for the election and see whether there are challenges that we will need to support the member state, in this particular case Mali, in order to make sure that the outcome is consistent with those instruments, like I said, and of course that we have an outcome that reflects the wishes of the people. And if indeed the fact-finding mission determines that such support is necessary, they will indicate, and we'll have to work with the particular member state to make sure that those challenges are addressed and that the elections are conducted in the spirit of their own instrument, and in the spirit, of course, of our own regional instrument to which member states are signatories. So if, in response to a specific question, if in evaluating the conditions for the elections, the fact-finding mission interacts with the key stakeholders, the Electoral Commission, the political parties, the civil society, and everybody who has a role to play in the elections, if during this interaction there is a determination that we will require to support this country in order to make sure that the elections, the outcome of the elections and the process that lead to the elections are consistent with all the instruments I've mentioned, of course there will be a recommendation to that effect. And on that basis, the region will take a decision as to how they can best support that member state to ensure that the spirit of democracy is preserved, and that the outcome reflects the wishes of the people and is consistent with all the necessary instruments, both at the level of the member state and at the level of the region.
Now, when do you expect ECOWAS to send observers, you know, as a matter of monitoring the elections next month?
Yeah, as is traditional, usually we have our delegation comes in there at least 2 weeks before the elections. And the outcome of the fact-finding mission helps us to determine how we can deploy in that member state whatever assistance we can render, like I said, in ensuring that we promote a culture of democracy and good governance in the region. And we're hoping in this particular case also to do the same in Mali. We're hoping that we'll have an election observation mission in place at least 2 weeks before this exercise takes place, so that we can be able, as part of the process of monitoring the election, keep an eye on the prior processes, because that's also key for us. The prior processes, the campaigns, the terminal part of the campaigns, how the parties conduct themselves, and whatever the processes that that precede the election, because that will necessarily form part of the report of the election observation, as to the processes, as to the how the parties conducted themselves, as to how the materials were distributed on the day of elections, as to the preparations for the election by the Electoral Commission, and indeed all the dimensions of the electoral process, how this is done, so that even after the election, if there are challenges that are identified, we can help them, we can draw the attention of the member states to those challenges, so that they can take subsequent corrective measures to make sure that increasingly we'll get into a situation where the environment for elections, the process for elections, increasingly improve, and then so that there is greater public confidence, not just of the people of Mali in this case, but also the people of the region and indeed the international community, that the democracy has been well served through that process.